in Mission Valley. I think there are 39 or 3,700 seats in the, actually it's 19 screens. One of them is IMAX. We're not getting that one, but the 19 screens. One screen, is one whole theater is going to be just for deaf people, and I think that's already full. Amen? That's going to be unbelievable. We have another theater that's going to be in Spanish. The movie's actually going to be in Spanish. And then, that's amazing, they translate the whole movie in Spanish. And then the 17 other screens are going to be in English. And we are giving away free tickets today. It's going to be this Thursday at 7 o'clock, first come, first serve. We have tickets, vouchers in all our campuses at our Rock Pile and Rock Kiosk. So after the service, you can go get them. And when they run out, they run out. Here's what we want you to do. Now, I met Mark and Roma Mark Burnett and Roma Downey last week. And great people. They love God. They are doing an amazing ministry in this world, because this thing is going around the world. It's being translated in other languages. So we're going to we got this theater right down in Mission Valley. After the movie shows, if churches buy out a theater, they can actually, or a screen, they can actually share the gospel. So there are churches around sharing the gospel. We have 19 screens. So what I did is I made a video that when the movie goes off, after the credits, the gospel is going to come on the video, and people are going to get the gospel right there at the screen. Amen? Amen. And they may use that video in other churches, other theaters. But here's the trick. The reason we're doing that is because that's what the movie's about, Jesus. We want to bring non-Christians. So if you go to the kiosk and get tickets to bring somebody. Don't just get you and your family. Are you following me? Don't take tickets and not use them. This is an outreach. They're spending $10 million on just the advertising part. I can't imagine the hundreds of millions to make the movie. These guys love God. It's not they're using their money to spread the gospel. So we want to make sure we go out and get non-Christian people to go to the movie. It's free. Okay, it's free. So let's take advantage of the opportunity. They're going to sit and watch the movie. The movie's going to blow them away. And then after the movie's going to come up, I'm going to come on and share the gospel. And then we're going to have a pastor right there in the theater to call them down and minister to them right there in the theater. Amen? Amen? So it's this Thursday, 7 p.m. at the AMC 20 in Mission Valley. We got the whole building. Okay, first come, first serve. Go get your tickets. Okay, amen? Amen. Let's get on our knees, baby. Let's get on our knees. Lord, thank you so much. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being who you are. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the miracles last week of people being healed in all our campuses after service. And we thank you for people giving their lives to you. And Lord, we pray you open heaven and that you pour out your Holy Spirit on us and use us, transform us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And let me reemphasize, this Saturday we're having our celebration of hope. If you're a volunteer, please come. We want to love on you and encourage you. Amen. Let's see your Bibles. Let's see your Bible. Say word. One more time, say word. Turn to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. How many of you know somebody that when you ask them a question that has a very simple answer, they tell you a story? In other words, you say, what time is it? And they build you a watch. It's just what time it is. Or you ask them, what time is dinner? And they go, well, I got to thaw this. I got to saute this. I got to, when am I going to be chewing? So I want to do that for you. I'm going to tell you a story. But it's going to take the whole year to tell you the story. We've been talking about miracles. We've been talking about God opening up heaven and pouring out his Spirit on us and doing something supernatural in our life and through our life. We've been talking about God using you to perform miracles, to pray for people that they would be healed, that they would be saved, that they would be, the blind would see, the lame would walk. And we've been seeing that in our church for the last several months behind the scenes. When I say behind the scenes, I've been just introducing it here. So today we're going to start this series called Kingdom Come. Everyone say Kingdom Come. Where God's will would be on earth as it is in heaven. And what is it in heaven? Perfect. There's no illness in heaven. Supernatural power in heaven. The presence of God where you're going to see God is in heaven. And we say, God, we want you to open up heaven that your will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so last week we had a survey. We talked about all these questions about do you believe in the supernatural? Do you believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit? All this, do you believe that you should walk in miracles that Jesus walked in? And so I'm going to explain all that in a story. It's going to take the whole year. And today is the beginning of the story, Genesis chapter 1. And let me give you an overview of the first scene of this long story. It's going to have different scenes. The first scene is creation. We're going to talk about today how the Holy Spirit's role in creation. Next week, we're going to talk about the creation of man and God's intent for man. Then after that, we're going to talk about the devil and how the devil destroyed the plan temporarily. And then the week after that, we're going to talk about the prophecy of Christ and what Christ would bring. That's the beginning. So God created it, the devil destroyed it or deceived man, and then the prophecy that God was going to restore it. Now, if you read the Bible, all that happens in the first three chapters of the Bible, and the whole Bible after chapter Genesis 3 on, is the story of God's salvation of God, the salvation of man. The whole Bible. God created it, the devil messed it up, and God says, I'm going to fix it. And so the rest of the year, we're going to talk about how God's fixing it now. We're going to talk about a whole series on how we understand the spiritual warfare we're in. We're going to spend about a month on the devil. A couple of questions we asked last week about can demons be oppressed and held in bondage by demons. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the agreements that every single one of you listening have with the devil. You all have contracts, agreements with the devil right now. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how he deceives us, who is his character. And then we're going to talk about, probably for a month or two, the Holy Spirit and how God is going to empower us to overcome the devil. We're going to talk about, and then we're going to talk about angels. We're going to talk about prayer. It's going to take the whole year. Why the whole long story? Because there's a lot of information. And I don't want to just say, hey, here's what the Bible says about the Holy Spirit. Go do it so we can understand the bigger picture because we're all in a story. Amen? Amen. So that's what we're going to talk about. It's called Kingdom Come. Lord, we want your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're going to start with the beginning today. Just the beginning. Now, let me go to my little living room here. Y'all like my living room? Okay, let y'all see it real quick. Okay. A few things that we want to agree about this living room. It's a very simple illustration. First, we want to agree that there is a small studio apartment living room set here. Is that true? Can we all agree there is a living room set here? Yes, it's a couch, and this couch serves a specific purpose. It's designed to do something. Is that correct? Has a rug? Yes. Let's do that. This is not a trick. I know y'all like, yes, I think so. It really is here. It's not a fig Newton of your imagination. Is this a rug? Is this a table? Is this a magazine? I didn't put these magazines here, but they got the lamp, fake flower. Okay, so we have it here. Do we all agree that somebody other than the couch itself made the couch? And someone other than the rug and the lamp made the lamp and the rug? Can I get amen? And will we agree undoubtedly that somebody designed it for the purpose that it serves, that it did not give itself its purpose? Can I get amen? Okay, let's stop right there. That is basic. That applies to every limited object. A limited object is an object that is limited, that it cannot give itself its own purpose. It cannot create itself. This shirt did not create itself. This podium did not create itself. This building did not create itself. You did not create you. Can I get amen? And so the person who designs it thinks about it, brings it into existence, and creates it and gives it its beauty is the person, the designer, that can actually determine its purpose. Can I get an amen? So the couch can't say, this is what I want to be. I want to be a plate, and I want you to put your food right here on top and eat from it. They can't do that. No, it's a couch. It's got soft for your booty right there. Got a little armrest, a little pillow, boom, boom. Someone else gave it its purpose. Can I get an amen? Okay, 100% we'll all agree. Man, by the way, does anybody disagree? Okay, that means, okay, that 100% of y'all will agree. The same thing applies to the universe. We all agree there's a universe here. Can I get an amen? We all agree that the universe is awesome. We have a greater light in the day called the sun. It gives us light, UV rays, and a bunch of other stuff that brings life to everything or helps keep things alive. We have a lesser light at night called the moon and stars. We agree that they are there. Can I get an amen? There's land. Can I get an amen? There's water, there's fish, there's land animals, there's birds, there's insects, and they're all there. Can I get amen? And all those things are limited. They didn't create themselves. They don't have the ability to have given themselves their purpose. You did not create yourself. And I don't care how much you know about science or biology or chemistry, you do not completely understand yourself. How many of you, by a show of hands, have ever seen in the flesh your own lungs, your own heart, your own brain, your own stomach, anything inside of your skin? Nothing. You don't know. You don't know. Someone had to create you, and that someone is God. Look what it says in chapter 1. Chapter 1 of Genesis. It says, in the beginning, who? In the beginning, who? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of the Lord was hovering over the face of the waters. Now, when we say God, we say Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is in heaven. So you might say, well, if everything had to have a beginning, who began God? Well, God doesn't live with inside of what he created. He's not limited to the rules of creation. In other words, all the things within the universe have to have a beginning. God exists outside of creation. He is the uncaused cause. And what God decided to do is, I have a will in my mind. I'm going to make something that honors me. Turn to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. One of the most powerful verses in when it comes to creation. Romans chapter 1, verse 20. This is the book number 6 in the New Testament. Some of y'all are light years away from the New Testament, huh? It says, for since the verse 20, Romans 1, 20, for since the creation of the world, say creation of the world, it says the invisible or his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. In other words, the Bible says, ever since God made the heavens and the earth, ever since the designer of this living room made the living room, you can see the creativity of the person who designed the living room. God says, ever since I made the heavens and the earth, my invisible attributes, my wisdom, my creativity, my power, my love, my organizational skills, my strategic abilities, my eternal counsel can all be seen in what has been made, how all the things in creation work together. And by the way, this is without us messing it up. My will in my head was put on earth. In the beginning, I made it just the way I wanted. Now, what we know, turn back to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. It says in verse 1, first page. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. It was chaotic. It wasn't formed yet. And the Bible says the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And before I get to that, turn to verse 10 or verse 4. It says, God saw the light, and it was good. Everyone say good. Verse 10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gatherings of the waters he called seas, and he saw that it was good. Say good. Turn to verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed in and of itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Say good. And by the way, everything has a seed in it that lives, because it has a seed that's able to make itself and reproduce. God did that. Verse 17, God set in the firmament of the heavens and the sky to give lights to the earth to rule over the day, over the night, and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. Say good. Those were the stars and the sun and the moon. Verse 21, and God created the sea creatures and every living thing that moves with which the waters abound, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. Say good. Verse 25, and God made the beast of the earth. By the way, my daughter's nickname for me is Beast. Just a little trivia there. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth, every creep or bug that creeps on the earth, or some guys are creeps, creep on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Say good. And verse 31, and God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. Say very good. So evening and morning were the sixth day. Now, turn to verse 1. Says, in the beginning, God. Everyone say God. Now, as a side note, if you believe that couch in the living room had to be made by somebody else, and that there's no way it could have made itself, there's no way you can believe in evolution. Because if something as simple as that couch could not make itself, how can something as complex as the universe make itself? That's just a little nugget on the side for you to think about when you're driving home. In the beginning, God, say God. This is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Trinity is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want you to think of the Trinity this way. If you were to build a mall, somebody would have to have the plan for the mall. That somebody is the president of the construction company, let's say. And then somebody would have to sign the contract to the mall. And then somebody else would have to construct the mall. The Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all active in creation. They're all active in salvation. And they're all active and participate in judgment. Give you an example as in salvation. God the Father had the plan of salvation. God the Father sent the Son to sign the contract to pay for your sin. He died on the cross. And then the Son said, I'm going to go to the Father and I'm going to send the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, to actually execute and build and transform your life. And that's what we're going to talk about today. In creation, the Spirit's role. Why the Spirit? Because as we walk down this road and we look at this story, we're going to be talking a lot about the Holy Spirit's role to execute God's will on earth as it is in heaven. Is that you and I can know information about the Bible. You and I can go to church and do religious things. You and I can understand the gospel. But when it comes to the Holy Spirit in our life, we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit actively changing us, speaking to us, healing us, transforming your lives, renewing your mind. And from the very beginning, the Holy Spirit was there doing some very specific things. And in the very beginning, God says, I want to create the heavens and the earth. And we know that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit were active in that. But we're going to look at specifically how the Holy Spirit was involved in creating the heavens and the earth. and how the Holy Spirit was involved in bringing the will of the Father on earth, actually creating the earth for it to come. So number one in your notes, number one in your notes, look at what it says. Who the Holy Spirit is. The Holy Spirit is a person, not a force. The Holy Spirit is all of God. The Holy Spirit knows the will of God. And the Holy Spirit is all powerful, all knowing. Everyone say Holy Spirit. It is very important as we talk about the Holy Spirit that we don't talk about some force and power of God only. But we talk about a person. Say person. And we're going to do a whole series on the Holy Spirit. But number one in your notes, the Holy Spirit gave order to God's creation. Gave order. Look what it says in chapter 1, verse 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. The earth was chaotic. Now, it's very little known how exactly this happened, but all of a sudden there was nothing. And then God made something out of nothing. By the way, how many of y'all can make something out of nothing? Let me rephrase it, because some of y'all raised your hand. Let me just phrase it. Let's say you had a big jar, just so you know what you're saying. Just so you had a big jar and there was nothing in it, not even air. Which is kind of impossible. Let's say it was just air. And you said, I'm going to take that air and I'm going to make a couch. I'm going to make a church building. I'm going to make a football stadium. It's impossible. It's impossible. You always have to start with something, an idea, a mind, a hand, a piece of paper. You have to have something. You can never make anything out of nothing. It is scientifically impossible to make something out of nothing. God made something out of nothing. And so what God did is he made all the matter and it was formless. And then somehow the Holy Spirit says, I will take over from here. Your life can be so chaotic. Can I get an amen? Your future sometimes can have no form. Your relationship with your whoever can have no form. Your ideas are cloudy. The Holy Spirit comes. And the Bible says, look what it says in verse 1. It says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was in the face of the deep, and the Spirit was hovering over the face of the waters. He was doing this like a dove over its chicks. Now, this is really mysterious how this happened, but here you have the whole universe, and the Spirit of God is going to bring order to it. As we talk about God, open up the heavens. Holy Spirit, come down and bring order to our church. Bring order to our life. Every day I would encourage you, pray that the Holy Spirit come on your life. Pray that God would open up heaven on your life and the Holy Spirit would bring order and it remove the chaos out of your life. Remove the clutter out of your brain. All of us, close our eyes right now, real quick. Close our eyes. Lord, Holy Spirit, we thank you that you are real. We thank you that you love us. And we pray that you would bring order to our lives, that you would remove the chaos out of our relationships. Eyes closed, heads bowed. If you have some chaos, disorder in one part of your life, just raise your hand up and I can see you and pray for you. Many of you. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would give those people peace and clarity, and that your Holy Spirit would help organize their life as you did the heavens and the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Number two, the Holy Spirit brought beauty and uniqueness. Turn to Job chapter 26. Job 26, verse 13. It says in verse 13, by his spirit, Job 13, almost exactly the middle of the Bible, just about. Job 13. It says, by his spirit he adorned the heavens, and his hands, by his hand he pierced the fleeing serpent. Let me say it one more time. This is the stars in the heaven. By his spirit he garnished or beautified or adorned the heavens, and his hand pierced the fleeing serpent, which is a constellation in the sky. The Holy Spirit not only brought order, the Holy Spirit brought beauty, brought uniqueness. The Holy Spirit's going to say, I'm going to make you one of a kind. I'm going to make you one of a kind. I'm going to make you one of a kind. You know, there's not two people anywhere on the whole planet. God made every single one of us unique. The Holy Spirit is the one who formed and shaped you. The Holy Spirit's going to give each one of you a unique combination of spiritual gifts. So if we all work together, the will of God be fulfilled on earth as God expresses himself through us collectively, but as one. The Holy Spirit is going to make every single one of you a very special, powerful person and part of his kingdom on earth. Right now, one more time, we got one more point after this, but I'm going to ask all you to bow your heads and pray again. Let's bow our heads. Eyes closed, heads bowed. How many of you, by a show of hands, feel like you don't know your place and your purpose and your unique call on this earth, and you want more clarity about why you are here? Raise your hand real high. God bless you, many of you. God bless you. Keep your hands up real high, real high. God bless you. God bless you. Okay, you can put your hands down. Lord, I pray, Holy Spirit, you put the stars in the sky. You adorned the heavens and made them beautiful. You are going to give us our unique purpose, our unique gift mix. Holy Spirit, we ask you, as you organize the earth and as you beautify the earth and the heavens, and as we look at a blue sky and green grass and green water, turquoise water, animals of all different kinds and shapes, and as you hovered over chaos and organized it to be beautiful, and you fulfilled God's desire on earth, we pray that you would fulfill that in our life. Holy Spirit, I pray you would stir people's hearts to trust you, that you would give them purpose, that you would give them life, that you would show them their uniqueness, their specialness. Thank you, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Last one. Turn back to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1 says, and we're going to go more into this next week. It says in verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creep that creeps on the earth. Some of those are bugs, and some of those are, you know, our exes. Can I get amen? Amen. It is the Spirit of God, the breath of God, that gives us life. God said, I have this idea, and Holy Spirit, I want you to execute, Son, I want you to execute this idea. I want you to create this beautiful thing called the universe. And I want this universe to display my invisible attributes, my heart, my wisdom, my love. And the Son and the Holy Spirit had their different role in that, and the Holy Spirit came down and did his part in forming all of that, and the last thing he did was he made man. And next week we're going to talk about man's incredible role. But what God did do and what the Spirit did do is give man and everything life. We all know there's two kinds of life. There's physical life where you can be alive. And then there's spiritual life. Spiritual life is when you have a relationship with the living God. You can't get that from anywhere else except God. But the Bible says because we sinned, which we're going to see in 2 weeks, the first sin, we sinned, we are separated from God, and we were left with only physical life. The Holy Spirit can give us eternal life when the Spirit of God comes to live inside of us. So you know you didn't make yourself. You know you didn't give yourself purpose. You know that nothing made everything, but God made it. And God says, my will on earth is that you would have my life in you, my spirit in you, and that we would have relationship. That was my intent. That has always been my intent, God says. And so your choice is to say, Lord, open up heaven and give me life. In a minute, we're going to pray. There's some of you in here, you are alive, but you don't have life. You are existing. You are surviving, but you are not thriving. That you can talk, possibly. You can walk, possibly. You can function in life. You can eat, digest food, but you have no relationship with God. The Spirit of God wants to give you life. He wants to organize your life. He wants to give you your purpose and your uniqueness that God intended in the very beginning. This is how God's going to operate. The same thing that happened in creation is what's going to happen in salvation. The Son is going to send the Holy Spirit into your life. So right now, one more time, the last time, I'm going to ask all of you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And I want you to listen very carefully. If you know in your heart that you are surviving, but you're not thriving, and you want the abundant life that God is offering you and intended you to have, just raise your hand up real high. Real high, real high. Very good. Very good. Many of you. Lord Jesus, I pray for all those people. You created them. You designed them. You have a purpose for them. You want your Holy Spirit to live in them, to reveal to them your purpose, their uniqueness, their beauty. Lord, we want your will on earth as it is in heaven in our individual lives. And for all of you who raise your hand on all the campuses, I want you to pray this prayer with me. It's a prayer to ask the Spirit of God to not only hover over you like he did at creation, but to actually do a supernatural work in your life, even now. To not only forgive you, but to empower you and to set you apart for a very unique, special purpose that God has for you. So right now, for all y'all who raised your hand saying, I don't want to survive, I want to thrive. I want you to pray this prayer with me in the privacy of your heart. Pray, dear God, I believe you love me. I believe you created me. I believe you have a plan for me. Please forgive me. I surrender my life to you. My future is without form. There's darkness in my life. Please send the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, into my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Forgive me of my sin. I confess Jesus as my Savior. Take over my life, God. Create in me a clean heart. Renew in me a right spirit. Thank you, God. As the eyes are closed and the heads are bowed, if you prayed that prayer and you're saying, I want the Spirit of God in my life to give me purpose. I want the Spirit of God in my life to give me power to live the life God wants me to live. If you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you right now in all the campuses, wherever you are, just to stand to your feet and acknowledge your prayer, acknowledge your surrender to God. Stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. Very good. God bless you. 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 Very good. God bless you. God bless you. Eyes closed, heads bowed. If you prayed that prayer, God bless you. Very good. God bless you. 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 Very good. God bless you. Very good. God bless you. Anybody else? Stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now we're going to do one more thing. If you're in the balcony, in a minute we're going to ask everybody to come down to the altar. If you're in the balcony, all you have to do is turn around and walk up and the ushers will bring you down. So right now, if you're standing up, come up out of your seat, come on down to the altar, and let's give them a hand as they come on down. Amen.
Hey, God bless you. 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 Come forward. There we go. God bless you. 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 Stay right here. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you.
God knows exactly who you are, and he has an amazing plan for your life. The only thing you need to do is do what he says. When we try to do our own thing, we mess things up. Can I get amen?
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
In a minute, we're going to pray for y'all, and then we're going to lead you out. And then, as y'all know, the PST is going to come here, and we're going to pray for our offering. They will always be here every week to pray for you. You want to know more about God. You want to know more about the church. You have an ailment we want to pray for. We want to pray for you. Okay? Every service, it'll be down here. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen? Amen? Amen. Lord, we thank you for these people. Lord, we pray you bless them. Holy Spirit, we pray you transform their life. And Holy Spirit, we pray that you would guide and direct us through our life. and that you would empower us to live a victorious life, and that you would create something new in our heart, that you would continue to bring order to our life, continue to bring purpose and clarity to our life. Thank you for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take a right turn and walk this way. Hello. Hello. Walk this way. Haircut there, big fella.
Thank you. Father, we thank you for all those lives that just came in. We want to go ahead and pray for the offering, but before we do that, can we give God a big hand? The Lord loves a cheerful giver. We celebrate that. Every life that comes into the kingdom is a life impacted by your faithfulness, so we appreciate that. If you're online, we also thank you for that. Those of you who have been doing the 90-day tithe challenge, the testimonies are incredible. It's awesome to see what God's doing, so we thank you for that. Let's pray for the offering. On your way out, the silver boxes are where you can drop them off. And again, if you need prayer for anything at all, we are ready and willing to pray with you. So let's go ahead and bow our heads and ask God to bless our giving. Father, we thank you as we continue to worship. The entire time we've been here, Lord, we give you thanks and praise and glory. Thank you for your word, which reveals so much truth about your purpose and plan for us. God, we return to you that which is already yours. We give you our tithes, our offerings, Lord. We give cheerfully, willingly, because you gave so openly and freely to us. We thank you for this time together. We pray that you would continue to be with us as we depart. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. God bless you. See you next week.